Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome along to a real-world road test here on the Radio Show Limited network of channels. We're in the USA for this particular model, and standing in front of me, magnificent in night blue, very dark blue metallic, is a 2022 Porsche Panamera 4 e-hybrid.
Real-world road tests.
Well, we've talked about the Porsche Panamera in its various guises several times. This is not only the saloon version, it's actually, of course, a hatchback. And in terms of its model designation, it is a Platinum Edition. What a Platinum Edition get for your money? Well, actually, it's pretty good value, because the already well-equipped Panamera gets the addition of some very nice 21-inch rims, the multi-spoke variety, finished in a sort of satin dark grey. Now, I'm not a fan of dark wheels on a dark car, but I think they really work on this. There's just enough shininess on them to contrast with the very dark blue paintwork. Underneath there, bright yellow calipers and yellow badges on the side, designating, of course, the e-hybrid part of the car's drivetrain. It uses the V6, 3-litre, well, 2.9-litre, so plenty of power, and when all of the systems are working together, well over 400 horsepower, propelling this all-wheel drive Panamera forward. The styling, very similar to what we've seen in the past. This Panamera, in fact, all of the Panameras were the first to get that complete integral light bar all the way across between the two rear clusters. This is a hatchback, of course, and we've got plenty of room in the back of the car to put three, possibly four people's luggage. There is quite a high lip here, which you don't get on the Sport Turismo, on the estate car version of this. And with it being a coupe, four-door coupe, you do lose a little bit of the luggage space, but not too bad. Electrically powered hatch goes back down again. There is a very discreet spoiler underneath the rear window, which pops up at various speeds. It's a two-stage, basically. I think this is a very elegant car. I've always said that. Four exhausts at the back that are poking out from underneath the rear valance give it a very purposeful look from the back. And from the front, well, we're all used to it now, aren't we, with those elongated headlights and the light signature that has the four LED running lights plus the white marker lights in the bumper area. No front license plate on this car because it's California registered, and do you know what, it looks so much better like that. If I had one in the UK, I'm sure there's enough room to put a legal size stick on number plate between the parking sensors on the front. Again, because this is the Platinum Edition, along with the wheels, you do get Power Steering Plus, which also includes rear wheel steering, and we'll talk that a little bit more once we get this car on the road.
Real world road tests.
So, on the road in the 2022 Porsche Panamera, this is the all-wheel drive, so it's a Panamera 4, and it's designated as an e-hybrid, so there is electric power to help the 2.6 V6 engine. It's very Porsche inside. This one has very few options on it, actually, although the agate grey leather interior, full leather interior with the contrast stitching across the top of the dash and on the seats themselves is an extra, and it actually suits this dark blue car very well indeed. The driving position is perfect. The seats are about the middle option for the seats, heated and cooled here, which is part of the Platinum Pack in the USA. and super comfy, really very easy to get yourself nice and sorted behind the wheel. Now, this is a big car, let's make no bones about it. It easily takes four adults. The other option that this has got is it hasn't got the rear bench seat. It's got what's called four plus one seating. I would not like to be the person in the back who sat on the plus one. I really think it is only a four-seater, but it does mean that the back seat passengers have sculpted seats, individual seats, and there's still the 60-40 split in that rear seat area to fall down if you need some more luggage room from the hatchback luggage compartment. So what's all the fuss about this e-hybrid? Well, first of all, by the time this car goes back, we'll have done something in the region of 800 miles. And on the trip out of JFK, up to the Finger Lakes region of New York, I'll tell you, the first 19 miles took us nearly an hour to complete, but it was in traffic, so the car was completely charged up and we used very little fuel. At one stage we were averaging over 80 miles to the gallon, UK gallon that is. I reset that on the dashboard pretty early on so that we could get a comparative reading for other cars that we do our real world road tests on. Of course, that dropped down as we've not been able to charge the car this week going in and out of Watkins Glen International, but we're still sitting at a very healthy late 30s, and I reckon we'll be around somewhere around 38, 39 miles to the gallon by the time we drop the car back off at JFK. That's another 250 miles on the way back. And I should say, for the rest of that trip, so for 230 miles of it, we were on and around the speed limit, and those 250 miles eventually were run at an average of 50 miles an hour. So we made up good time, and the transitions between the V6 engine and the electric motor were seamless. If you listen very carefully, you might have just heard the electric motor kicking in there behind us. It's got all the usual Porsche refinements in terms of the suspension. As I say, it's a big car, but the Porsche engineers are absolute magicians as far as I'm concerned. Whether it's one of their SUVs in the Macan or the Cayenne or this, the Panamera, the way they manage to make the car feel about half the weight that it clearly is quite remarkable. The car is sensitive to inputs. The Power Steering Plus really weights up the steering, and the rear wheel steer, it's almost imperceptible. But what it does do is give you a feeling of security and comfort, particularly on sweepers, when you've got the car rolling forward, and you'll want to drive the car like that. It's not a Cayman or a 911, of course it isn't. It isn't a sports car, but it is a full four-seater with space for four people's luggage that has Grand Tourer, if not sporting, credentials. I'm not saying you wouldn't enjoy this on a track day. I bet you would. And you could probably almost fit your track tyres and wheels in the back if you folded down the rear seats as well. The technology that's gone into this car in terms of the adjustable suspension, the hybrid, which of course all came, the hybrid side of it all came out of the 919, and the LMP1H program, and that battery technology is improving all the time. It all works seamlessly. The big touchscreen in the middle does get fingerprints on it very easily. Microfiber cloth, you'd need. I'm surprised Porsche don't have one as an optional extra, to be honest, with a Porsche part number. In fact, if I look through, I bet they actually do. I know Audi used to back in the day. The dashboard is a nice mix of TFT screens, which are configurable, and what many would say is an old-fashioned analog dial right in the middle. And as with all other Porsches, including the sports cars, and coming from the sports cars, it's the five-dial dash, and the dash in the middle is your rev counter. Proper. So, in summary, this car, comfortable, stylish. We've had a lot of people ask us what it is whilst we've been here in upstate New York, and I've told them the same as I'll tell you right now. It's a Porsche, and that's all you have to know. The Panamera 4 Platinum Edition, well equipped, great set of optional packages included in the price, and in this knacked blue, and my 968 Sport is knacked blue, night blue, and I think it suits this car really well. It suits the curves, and this is pretty much the spec that I would have, and I could easily live with this car every day, and it would eat up the long distance miles, as well as on the hybrid, of course, being very efficient doing those 13, 14, 15 miles, so 30, 40, 50 mile round trip, because you could do all of that on the battery. And had we had this plugged in overnight, we would almost have been able to do our trip to Watkins Glen and back every day without using any petrol. It's a win-win for the Porsche Panamera Platinum Edition. This is the 4 version, therefore it's all-wheel drive. Another great car from Porsche.
Another real-world road test. Check out more at RadioLeMans.com. This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.